Hi, I see you standing here watching this march go by. What do you think about it?
I think it's terrific.
Really?
Really a sight.
Have you seen this many people in the streets in Philly?
Not even for the New Year's parade.
Not even for the New Year's parade? How long have you been in Philly?
Not this many police all my life.
You have been in Philly all your life?
Yeah.
You haven't seen this many police either?
Not for any one thing. You know, like the New Year's parade is the biggest thing, right?
Did you know Philadelphia had this many cops?
Yeah, except when you need one.
Except when you need one. So what do you think about these people out here marching for economic human rights?
Yeah, I think it's a good show of peaceful demonstration.
So most people...
It's orderly.
Corporate media tries to characterize this as a young, white, wealthy movement.
I can't comment on corporate and all that stuff.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying... What people portray this as is like a young, white, rich youth thing. And do you see a lot of young, white, rich youth out here?
I see the average people out here.
A lot of different people.
Yeah.
So the average person.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to be coming out during the week? There's a lot of different marches happening.
No, I probably will.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks a lot. And enjoy
You're
the
welcome.
Scene. It's kind of like Mardi Gras without the alcohol. Having fun yet?
Barely. We need to take over the streets. I'm sorry.
We need to take over the streets?
Yes.
From the traffic?
From the traffic.
Wouldn't it be great if it was like that every day?
Definitely. Always.
Always. So why are you out here today?
To support the welfare, the people on welfare and the poor, especially in Philadelphia. I don't know. And especially in like this area, like Camden, right across the river, is like one of the poorest cities in the nation. And it's kind of interesting that, like, the Republican Party, which represents the very, very rich and wealthy, had their convention in a pretty poor city.
So what do you think about George Bush when he says he's trying to be a compassionate Republican?
I think it's bullshit, personally. I'm sorry.
Hey, it's community radio. You can even say fuck if you want.
Okay, cool.
So you think it's fucking bullshit?
Fucking bullshit.
Yeah? And so why... So this march is trying to get to the convention center.
It is?
I think so.
Okay, I didn't know.
You didn't know?
No.
Did you just jump in?
No, we planned. I'm actually here from Michigan.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, so we traveled from Michigan, and we knew that this thing was planned, so we got here about half an hour before it started, so.
So what do you think about all the, you know, like the buses say, welcome GOP, and there's a lot of red, white, and blue around. I noticed a lot of the corporate businesses had welcome Republican signs in the windows.
Kind of made me sick to my stomach when I came into town.
So are you excited to see all of these people out here?
Oh, definitely.
Have you met a lot of people?
Not yet. We just got into town, so I'm hoping, like, throughout the week, we'll meet some more people.
Yeah. And so what's coming up next for the coalition from Michigan? Where are you guys headed next? Los Angeles?
There are people going to Los Angeles. I can't be there for some reasons, but yeah, there's a group of us going down from LA.
Is this your first protest?
Yes and no. I did some smaller protests. This is my first big scale. Like,
really? So what do you think? How's it feel?
It's exciting. I'm glad to be here. Definitely.
So there's kind of a collective energy going on here.
Yeah, I like it.
It's better than caffeine.
Exactly.
All right. Well, you have fun today.
Yeah, thank you. You too.
Stay cool. It's getting kind of hot.
For our rights.
sing in Solidarity Forever, the union makes us stronger. You in a union?
I'm not in a union, but
you want to be one day?
I know that if I was ever employed in a situation where I knew that my rights wouldn't be respected, I would hope that I could work with other people to make sure that all of our rights were respected. Yes.
How old are you?
I'm 21.
So a lot of people who are your age are working in retail or working at McDonald's.
I'm working in retail, and I've worked at coffee shops, and I've been treated like crap, and I have been made to feel like I was a second-class citizen, and I've been serving people just like the ones that were protesting today.
So have you heard about the efforts to unionize McDonald's and Starbucks and various retail outlets?
I've heard about them, but I know that I live in the communities where we just don't want those. There's signs up right now in West Philadelphia. We don't want a McDonald's there. We don't want any of those corporations there. We don't want that kind of respect. We don't want those kinds of jobs, and we know that it would be better if we could unionize them.
Wait, you don't want those kinds of jobs?
No, we want jobs which actually provide like a heart to people who they can feel strong and they can feel like they are serving their families and their communities in ways of respect rather than serving a corporation without respect.
So $6 an hour flipping burgers just ain't going to do it for you?
Not going to do it for me. It's not going to do it for anyone.
Yeah, especially with no health care.
Especially with no health care, quite right.
So what's on your head? I like that.
Well, we have mice on our heads today, and they are representative of creatures which frighten Republicans, frighten the elephants, and also kind of run around the shit that both donkeys and elephants tend to leave on these streets. So,
you know, I saw a great poster in West Philadelphia that got taken down, I guess, and there's a big anti-postering campaign going around to clean the city up for the GOP.
Yeah.
But it was a great poster. It was a red, white, and blue elephant, just like the GOP's logo there, and his trunk was stretched out to his ass, shooting peanuts right up in there.
Yeah, we saw that, too. They're good. They're wonderful posters, and they're all over a community which really appreciates the wonderful particularities of their humor. So.
And you're from Philly?
Yeah, I am.
How long have you been here?
My family's been here for about two generations. I've lived in Philadelphia proper for about 4 years now.
Have you talked to your parents about seeing this many people out in the streets? Has it happened before in Philly?
They know what I'm doing. My father was marching with civil rights just on the same streets like 30 years ago. So I think
intergenerational marching.
Intergenerational marching and intergenerational values.
That's beautiful. Well, have fun and good luck to you today. Hope
Thanks.
It's successful for you.
Who are you representing?
Independent Media Center.
Hi. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, Indy Media.
You guys are quiet. How come no chanting? Taking a little break?
Well, voices are a little tired. I mean, mine's been strained since yesterday. I like leading my chants, but I get dehydrated. People, you know. Plus, we're thinking of new ones.
We got 2 miles to go. You think you can hang in there?
Oh, I know I can hang in there. I'm not worried about that. I got my eyes on the prize, as you can hear.
Yeah.
So
you don't think the Republicans are going to tire you out with the same old bullshit?
The Republic, let's put it this way. I came of age during the Reagan era, and I was born during the Ford administration. So I got to tell you, I've seen their worst. This one's bad, but this ain't the 80s. It's not the 80s. It's a different time in history. We are not the passive American left that we were in the 80s. We are not the defeated left we were in the 80s. We're back. We're being reborn. The sleeping giants waking up.
And it's beautiful, and more power to you.
Thank you.
Hope you stay strong for the rest of the day.
Poverty has got to go. Hey, hey. Oh, ho. Poverty has got to go. Hey, hey. Oh, ho. Poverty has got to go. Hey, hey. Ho, ho! Poverty has got to go! Hey, hey! Ho, ho! Poverty has got to go! Hey, hey! Ho, ho! Poverty has got to go! Hey, hey! Ho, ho! Poverty has got to go! Hey, hey!
Hi, I see your sign there. Do you want me to tell you? Can you tell me what it says?
Sure, let me get out of the way here so I don't hold up the parade. It's to cut the Star Wars exorbitant funding that won't work and will waste our taxpayer money and put it towards health care, economic justice.
So why is health care so important to you?
Why is health care important to me? Well, I'm getting up there in age.
How old are you?
I'm 66. But I have children, and they have a hard time getting health care. Okay, and all the poor people here in this march don't have any health care. It's just an outrage. When every other industrialized nation has health care, you know, from their government, that we don't have it here.
So is the GOP, do they have a health care platform?
Yes, they do, but it does not include single-payer health care or universal health care.
And can you explain what that means? Single payer is?
It means that the government pays. I mean, the government's been criticized for being inefficient and bad managers, but the government only had 5% of the budget for Medicare and Medicaid, which are government programs, goes towards the cost of health care. With the HMOs, it's 15 to 20%. So who's more efficient, right? So, I mean, the bad mouthing of the government is not always deserved.
And people say universal health care. The critics say it just won't work, but we've seen examples in other countries.
Well, it's working in other countries. I mean, a lot of people go to other countries to get their health care taken care of. I mean, it's crazy.
And Cuba, one of the poorest countries in the world, has universal.
Exactly. That's a beautiful point. Cuba's a perfect example. And Cuba's struggling so because they don't even have the supplies, and yet their health care is better.
Yeah. All right. Well, have fun today. Wednesday. Hi, your sign says everyone has a right to food and clothing.
It does.
It does. Say something.
Say something?
Yeah.
All right.
Do you think your message will get out to the Republicans?
Well, I'd hope so. I mean, that's what this march is about, is trying to bring issues that have been excluded from the public debate. And oftentimes surreptitiously excluded, so that you're not aware that they're being excluded, to bring those issues to the forefront.
Are you from Philly?
No, I'm not. I'm from Boston.
And you came out here to protest the Republicrats?
Yeah, the Republicrats would be a good phrase. To protest them and to bring a message into a space where there's a lot of public attention at this time. And to lend my support to what I see as a growing movement. And to lend my support to the local movement here, too, like the Kensington Welfare Rights Union, which is why I'm in this march right now.
When you say a growing movement, you mean around the nation here in the United States?
Around the nation, around the world. I don't know as much about what it's like in other countries, but I've been told that it's growing. Yeah.
I don't know where we are.
Thanks a lot. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Hey, your sign says you want to demand a debate. Why so?
Because right now the debates are unfair. They're basically completely sponsored by the corporate media, and they only allow the two corporate parties, the Democrats and Republicans, otherwise known as the Republicrat Party or the Billionaires Party by some. And basically, if we have open debates, the American people might be able to hear a little bit more about what's going on, might actually hear about issues that pertain to them instead of having anything important being swept under the carpet in the corporate interest.
Isn't Budweiser sponsoring the debates this year?
I don't know who the sponsors are, but either way, there needs to be some way for people like Nader and other people who have alternative opinions and who want to try to help the people. There's a need for them to get their voice out, so the people at least know what's going on.
Not to put a youth label on you, but you look pretty young, and I hear that the youth are the voting age between 18 and 24, the least to turn out in voting polls. Are you going to turn out this election?
Yeah, I will be turning out. Of course, I won't be voting for Republicrats, but the reason why the youth never turn out is because there's really no choice. The only choice is usually two tyrants picked by a bunch of elitists who are basically going to screw you over.
All right, and what are you going to be doing in the polls this election? Are you going to vote for a third party?
Yeah, I'll probably be voting for Nader.
Yeah?
Voting for some type of change.
Some type of change? What kind of change do you see in Nader?
I could see him bringing about universal health care. I could see him taking steps to try to end or curb U.S. imperialism. For example, pulling our army out of foreign countries where it doesn't belong, and stopping all this corporate industrial complex, military industrial complex. They'll probably try to decriminalize a lot of the drugs, which will make it so that way the prison industrial complex will at least start to get smaller.
Some people are saying that Nader won't make a good politician because he just didn't know how to work with people. Do you think that's true?
I think that he would make a great president because he's not a politician, because he's somebody who actually believes in something and cares about the people, and he's doing what he's doing because he wants to try to improve society, not because he wants to try to get in with some fat cat head of a corporation.
I heard Nader say that he wants to elevate the presidency from politician to citizen.
Yeah, exactly, because that's what the president's supposed to be. He's supposed to be for the people, not just for the citizens, but for all the people in the United States.
Even the immigrants.
Yes, even the immigrants.
Refugees.
Well, personally, I don't believe that there should be national boundaries. I think that all countries should have open immigration. It's time to just open up all borders.
But they'll take away our jobs.
That won't happen, because if all borders are open, then the labor market will even out. What will happen is that corporations won't be able to go to countries that have oppressive fascist regimes and exploit the labor there for a dollar an hour, because if the borders are open, everyone will have to pay a fair minimum wage. And it would eventually lift wages around the world, possibly to a living wage, because workers around the world would be able to show solidarity with each other and demand a living wage, demand control of the means of production, etc.
Are you from Philly?
No, I'm from New York.
And what are you doing down here?
I'm down here to protest against the Republicrat system, or basically the one-party system that's disguised as a two-party system.
Yeah, well, you guys have the biggest sign in the march. Don't let it weigh you down, because it's an important message.
Yes, thank you very much.
Have fun today.
We will.
How's security going?
A couple rough spots, but overall pretty good.
Yeah, pretty peaceful.
Yeah.
Do the cops know that the guys in orange vests are security?
Yeah, we talked to them before.
Okay. Are they talking to you now, though?
Probably at the front, but I haven't really had much contact.
How far away are we from the convention center now?
Oh, I don't know. At least a mile.
A mile? Okay. Thanks a lot. The poor and working class need a voice in Washington. Excuse me, I just read your sign there. Can you tell me a little bit about why you thought that was an important message?
Because I really don't think that the working class and the poor have a voice in Washington. I think most of the elected officials in Washington are wealthy, and I just think they don't identify with working, having to worry about paying bills, worrying about paying for education, living in urban areas, and I just think that we just need a political revolution, just an overall, so that we elect more people that are more like us, more like the voters.
So what's the first step in that?
We have to change the people that are in office in Washington.
Kick them out?
Kick them out.
So do you think the people could ever take Washington over?
Of course. We have to be more informed, and we can do it. Yes, we can do it.
So how do we become more informed with corporate media taking such a stranglehold over our political...
Voicing our opinions. That's how we have to voice our opinions, and we have to be strong about what we say and how we go about it.
How do you...
Again, I don't know if we can survive another 4 years, going back 4 years from the Republicans taking over. We never survived the Reagan administration. I was just telling someone how I lost my job under the CETA program when the Reagan administration eliminated the CETA program. I would have had 26 years with the city. Now I'm with the school board, but still, we need to change the politicians that we put in the office.
Are you two from Philly?
Yes.
And what do you think about all these beautiful people that have showed up here today?
Oh, I think it's wonderful.
It's positive.
I really do. I think it's sending a message, and I think that it's so many people out that they have to be heard. And I think that's why we're here today, because we want to have a voice.
Well, you people sound pretty intelligent. Where do you get your information from?
Well, I read and I listen.
What do you read?
Newspapers and internet and any information and groups and political groups and church groups.
What's a good source you'd point someone to?
In Philadelphia, WHATAM Radio, the Philadelphia Tribune, the Philadelphia New Observer, the Philadelphia Daily News Inquirer, all of those things.
What about national news? Where do you get your national news?
International news?
National.
National news, I guess the evening news, and I watch any news show that fits the interest that I'm looking for.
It's one of our stations that informs us.
BET?
Yes, Black Entertainment Station comes out of Virginia. And also we have our Tribune that's been existing in Philadelphia for so many centuries. And then we have WHAT and WDS, our sister stations.
All right. Well, you guys stay tuned for the revolution.
Yeah,
you guys.
It's my birthday, so I'm really out here.
Well, happy
birthday gift. Thank you.
This is a celebration for you. Thanks a lot. Are you guys having fun watching this?
Yeah, it's cool.
It's cool. What do you think about all these people?
They standing up for their rights.
They stand up for their rights. They're standing up for you.
Yeah, they're standing up for me. I know.
You feel like it?
Yes.
Why so?
Because right now I'm living in a shelter, and I know how it feels to be poor and. And I should be up there walking with them.
So why aren't you?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
You want to walk along with me?
Huh?
You want to walk along with me?
Oh, okay.
Come on. Let's go. Let's see what it feels like.
Okay.
So what does it feel like to be poor? You said you know what it feels like to be poor.
Well, I've been kicked out on the street, and I don't have any home to live in right now. With me and my children, we need a place to stay. And hi. So I go here for school, trying to get housing for me and my children. Because they're in foster care, and I'm just fighting, you know, to survive right now.
So you want to get your kids back, but yes. You also want to make a home for them.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people say that poor people choose not to work. Uh-huh. Poor people choose their situation. Have you chose what happened to you?
No, I don't think so, no.
And so how are you going to change things? You said you're going to school up the street.
Well, I'm trying to get better, recover from my illness, and I'm going to try to work towards maybe getting a job, you know, when I get better and everything.
Talking about getting sick, I think that's the reality for a lot of poor people. It's just a vicious cycle. You get sick,
uh-huh.
You can't pay your rent.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the case that happened with you?
Yes.
All right. I think this march has got about a mile to go before it gets to the convention center. Are you going to join them?
Huh?
Are you going to join them?
The convention center. Where are they going? Down here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Want me to hook you up with some marchers?
Okay.
All right. Let's go find someone for you to hang out with. It really is a beautiful parade today. Right. You know, we all keeping our fingers crossed that there won't be.
Uh-huh.
And there was actually a march yesterday, a Free Mumia march for the journalist that's on death row, Mumia Abu-Jamal.
Uh-huh.
And the cops had blockaded the street. They didn't pull out any tear gas or anything, and they actually negotiated with the protesters.
Uh-huh.
And the protesters got to go where they wanted to go. Who are you guys with?
Institute for Social Ecology.
Social Ecology?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's based in Vermont, and we talk about direct democracy and all sorts of things, sustainable living.
Well, this is what's your name?
Angela.
Angela. She's homeless on the streets here in Philly,
right.
And so she'd like to walk along in the march, but she maybe wants a friend to go with her.
Sure.
Do you guys want to hang out with Angela?
Yeah.
Make a
sure.
new friend.
I'm going to go next weekend.
IWW, this is the first Wobbly sign I've seen out here today. What's up with the Wobblies? Why are they out here?
We're protesting global capitalism.
And? Just global capitalism?
Poverty. All sorts of stuff.
All sorts of stuff. So is there a big contingent of Wobblies out here?
There is. In fact, that one right over there with the newspaper probably answers some questions.
Hallelujah, bomb again. Hallelujah, give us a hand.
Line moving, please.
So why are the Wobblies out here today?
Ask her.
You know, I just talked to this other guy, and he pointed to you. Why are the Wobblies out here today?
Well, we're out here for several reasons. One is just to express solidarity with the Kensington Welfare Rights Union and various poor people's movements that have sprung up in the last, since people have been poor.
Why are you a Wobbly?
I'm a Wobbly because I believe that the way to move forward and advance, to basically have the working class be able to run the society, since we're the ones who do the work, we believe in organizing on the job. And using that organization to force the capitalists to give us what we need and let us run industries and so on for human need and not for their own profit and greedy reasons.
So what does a union do for you?
Well, actually I'm a union official right now, so
So what is the what has the union done for you?
Well, when I was the IWW is also a direct action based union, which means that instead of relying on labor law and so on to get what we need, we take action on the job. Can we stop?
Example?
So, for instance, work stoppage, a sit-in. If there's unsafe equipment, you might decide that it just can't be operated and so on. And you organize with your fellow workers to enforce it. So I worked in a print shop where our paychecks kept bouncing. The machinery was never repaired, and it made our jobs difficult and also dangerous.
And that's also a dangerous job in itself because of the fumes from all the chemicals that are used in printing.
Exactly. So we basically decided that we were going to take all the money, open up an escrow account, pay ourselves out of it, give our boss a modest pay, and start running the store like we owned it.
And how did that go?
It worked all right for a while, but the boss was able to embezzle enough money out of the operation to finally kill it. See, he just didn't understand the trade very well. He wasn't a printer himself. So that kind of began my interest in radical labor organizing, and ever since then.
How many years ago was that for you?
That was 1991.
1991, so you've been doing this for almost a decade.
Almost.
Yeah, and how does it make you feel?
It's good. It's really nice. Right now, the IWW is growing at a very quick rate.
Hi! As a huge green vehicle going by with a Lick Bush sign on it, with the Rolling Stones, Slippery When Wet. I don't know what that album that is, the big mouth with the tongue coming out. So, almost a decade of organizing under your belt.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of experiences has that brought you?
Well, I think it's taught me a few things. Union organizing drives succeed most frequently when the workers rely on their own power at the job to win their demands and not labor law. Labor law, when we've used it, we've found that it really stymies our progress. So, for instance, say a worker gets fired because in retaliation for their organizing, which is illegal but happens a fair bit. If the workers aren't prepared to take action to get that person reinstated and they rely on the law, they're probably waiting about 3 years for anything to happen. And all that can happen, really, is that they get their back pay and they might get reinstated. But the boss suffers no punitive damages whatsoever. It's basically an incentive to fire union organizers. So what we encourage our efforts to do is if somebody gets fired or otherwise punished, they take action on the job. And it can be settled immediately or not, but at least it's not a 3-year wait, somebody being on the street.
Hey, I heard that unions don't get much support from Republicans.
That's very true, but not surprising, and not a lot from Democrats either, of course.
So why are you out here talking to the Republicans?
We're actually here more as a solidarity gesture for Kent State Welfare Rights Union. The flyer that we made to pass out basically calls for people to, you know, sure, you can, protests like this are good because they're good for, you know, it gets it out of your system, your anger, and so on. But the movement has to be based on something. It has to have a foundation, and one of those foundations needs to be organized working people. So we're here to agitate the demonstrators to kind of look at what they're doing in their own workplaces. Are they organized? Are they prepared to, you know, stand in solidarity with their fellow workers?
So it looks like we have a coalition between unions and poor people here, and at WTO we saw a coalition between unions and environmentalists. What do you think about these coalitions that are forming?
I think they're interesting, and it'll be interesting to see where they go. I mean, unions and poor people really have, our history is that we've always worked together with unemployed people, people on welfare, et cetera, because, well, for instance, bosses will give people overtime, but they won't split up jobs to make sense and give everybody work. And, of course, the hoarding of profits and so on is a problem for everyone. The coalitions between unions and environmentalists are very, very inspiring. I think that, you know, I was disgusted to see the AFL decide to turn to keeping China out of the WTO as their major effort.
They also gave Gore support already.
Of course, yeah. The AFL has a very odd notion that they can outspend the bosses to buy politicians, and it's clearly wrong, been wrong for the entire history.
Because capital's not with the workers, it's with the bosses.
Of course, so...
All right, well, thanks a lot,
and you
enjoy your day today.
Okay,
have fun.
You too. We're radio station?
There is a lot of jobs. I'll be right. I don't want to radio station. Fire radio station.
That's a pretty cute sign you got there. Can you tell me what it's got on it?
It has a picture of the elephant, which is the mascot of the Republican Party, trampling on people, and it says, "Get off our backs."
And how do you suppose the Republicans are going to respond when you guys get down around the conventions?
Who knows? I don't even think Bush is coming into town until Thursday. That shows how much he cares. So.
Yeah, so maybe the Republicans will come out and embrace you, do you think?
They
keep talking about compassionate conservatism.
Well, the goal of the campaign run by the Contingent Muffa Rights Union is to get both parties, the Republicans and the Democrats, to care about the issues of poverty in our country, which they're obviously not caring about at present. So hopefully the goal will be to have both parties incorporate the economic human rights, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, into their campaign platforms.
What examples do you have that demonstrate, at least for you, that they're not caring about poor?
Just go drive down to any part of Philadelphia, and you can see that there's not adequate. All you see is abandoned. There's not adequate housing for people. There's not adequate health. We're the only country in the industrial country that doesn't have universal health care for its citizens. Something like 44 million Americans don't have health care.
So you guys have been marching all the way from City Hall. Are you tired yet?
No.
How old are you?
11.
11? Is this your first march?
Yes.
What do you think about it?
It's kind of fun.
Kind of fun? What would make it more fun?
Huh?
What would make it more fun?
See the presidents.
To see the presidents?
Yeah.
Would you like to see George Bush?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know.
You don't know? You just want to see what he looks like?
Yes.
His daddy's the mayor. He's the mayor of the country.
Whose daddy's the mayor?
My dad is a mayor.
You're mayor of what?
I was mayor of Haiti.
You're a mayor of Haiti? And you come here, and what do you think of the politics here compared to Haiti?
Well, you know, I think it would be gonna get a change.
A change here?
To Haiti, not here.
Oh, a change in Haiti?
Mm-hmm. The situation is not really good.
It's not real good?
No.
And so what do you think about all of these Americans here in the streets?
Americans, you know, they're going to defend their right. They have to do what they have to.
They have to do what they have to?
What?
And part of that involves getting in the streets?
I don't know, no.
No? What's protests like in Haiti? Do people get in the streets there?
Well, like I told you, right, the problem Haitian, that, you know, depends on American politics. If there's a change, like, you know, in American politics, it changes Haitian politics also.
So if there's a change in American politics, that'll affect Haiti?
Right.
All right. So what kind of change do you hope to see here in America?
Probably, you know, in America, some other little countries, you know, they're under control. And that really, you know, help them. And, like, you know, the little country, when they have a president, the president do everything they want to. They think they are the big chief. They do everything by their own. But Americans don't even say anything.
And so you'd like to see more Americans speaking up?
What? That's what I want to.
And what would you like to hear them talking about?
Like I told you, to change the situation in Haiti. Like, you know, in Haiti, this is my country. I love it. But I don't want to stay here. When I come here, I don't want to come here. I want my country. I want to live in my country.
You want to live in Haiti?
Why?
But you can't live there now.
Nobody can live there now. They, you know, they try, you know, to kill everybody, put everybody out, you know, put everybody in jail. Like, you know, I'm not going to identify myself, but they put me in jail a lot of times. Why? Try to kill my people. You know, that's what I'm saying? It's such a thing. But the situation in Reno should be changed.
I've talked to a couple of people about the difference between protesting in the United States and protesting elsewhere in the world. And a lot of people point to the fact that here it's only potentially deadly, whereas in most other places there usually is death involved in protest. When force comes out, it's usually lethal force.
Probably what you said is true. A part of them is true. So what I'm trying to say, there's a lot of them, you know, for Americans that, you know, I really don't know. I'm not going to say something that I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Why do you think it's important to have your kids out here today?
Well, it's important to me and to my kids because they are all my family. And then to see, right, to go to the convention, to me, they really know what's going on now. By the age 11, 10, or 6, 3, 4, they will know, right, you know, the politics point. What is that for me?
So there's a large majority of Americans who don't participate in the electoral process. Mm-hmm. They don't go out and vote. I think something like 55% of Americans did not vote last time a president was elected. So you have 45% of the populace that's participating in voting. Why do you think so many Americans don't go and vote?
Because you know why? Some of them, the Americans are not going to vote because some of them don't want the Democrat. You understand what I'm saying? I don't have anything with the Democrat president. But the only thing the Democrat president is tolerate. Is tolerate, especially the Haitian president. Right?
So a Democratic president is tolerant, but he's not necessarily acting for the people. He's just tolerating the people.
He's tolerating them. And then anything what they do, like especially in Haiti, anything that the president do, that's good enough. As Clinton don't say anything else.
As a former elected official yourself, as a former mayor of Haiti, what advice do you have for American officials? Do you think they should listen to the people?
Eventually, they should listen to the people, and then they have to change the president right away. They should be it. They should do it. If they don't do it, Haiti will be getting all. People were killing people all the time. That's what happened now.
When you talk to Americans, do you find that they know a lot about Haitian politics? I mean, it seems like America, from what you're saying, affects Haitian politics a lot. But do you find that Americans know a lot about Haitian politics?
Why, really? The Haitian politics and the American politics, they go together.
Uh-huh.
And every United States want to be good with Haitian politics, they should change the situation.
Do you find Americans know about Haiti, though?
They know about Haiti. Mm-hmm. They know a lot of things. But they just don't want to go through because, you know, the president in my country is a Clinton friend and mm-hmm. girlfriends. And then they eat together. They are friendly, but they don't want to do anything.
Don't do anything for the people.
They do anything for the people.
Sounds like we got a bad situation in both countries.
Bad situations, people killing people, people put people in jail, people arrest people anytime for anything because they have the power. They do everything.
So when you see Americans out here in the streets, it makes you pretty hopeful for the future of Haiti and America?
Willie, I'm telling you that, if I tell you that, you're not going to believe so.
We have to go to Temple Packer if you're trying to get in. They're not letting nobody in down there.
Where is that? Where is that? Where is Temple Packer?
Packer Street is up the street, and then it's over like two blocks. They're not letting nobody down there because they're protesting.
Can we get something back here to eat?
CVS is right over there. That's about it.
We have to go all the way back there and go around.
Right, that's what he's saying.
All right, well, you guys enjoy your march today.
Thank you.
All right. So you were on the floor today. Do you want to tell us where you're from?
Yeah, I'm from San Jose, and it was thick with geezers with funny hats who don't give a damn about the working man.
Geezers with funny hats. What was their response to your questions?
Oh, I was just fooling with them. They didn't really get anything I said.
They didn't get anything you said? What were you telling them?
Oh, someone said the motion passes with eyes, and I said, did the motion pass with lies? And they didn't. They kind of looked at me funny.
Yeah.
That's about it.
So what kind of people are inside? Is it a real diverse crowd?
Well, they have the tokens up there giving the speeches today, but pretty much it's the white man running the show.
Mm-hmm. And how close are the protesters getting?
Well, they couldn't because they got the Marines and the Air Force and Secret Service and barbed wire and that's pretty much keeping everyone back. Yeah.
So the repression is out in force.
That's true.
So is there a buzz on the floor about the protest?
No, they're having a good old time. They're oinking it up in there.
All right, and do you feel any of that rubbing off on you?
Oh, yeah, I was looking for $100. Well, actually, my $100 bills are waiting for me when I get back.
All right, well, thanks a lot. You guys have fun.